Hey there, everyone! Welcome back to DemPod, the podcast where we discuss some of the most important and pressing topics of our time. I'm your host, Anissa, and today we're going to tackle a subject that's been gaining more attention, especially among young people: mental health. We'll be taking a journey through history, looking at how mental health has been understood over time, and then discuss how we can use platforms like podcasting to talk about it. It's going to be an insightful ride, so buckle up. So, let's kick it off by stepping back in time. In ancient days, way back in Egypt and Mesopotamia area, people believed mental health issues were caused by things like demonic possession or divine punishment. Imagine that. If you're struggling mentally, you'd be sent for rituals and spiritual cleansing. Even today in Albania, some of these rituals still happen, and maybe in our country too. As the year went by, during the time of ancient Greeks, early philosophers such as Hippocrates came along and shook things up. He thought that mental illness was more of a physical issue and not the work of the god. It was still pretty far off from what we know today, but it was the start of thinking of mental health scientifically. Fast forward to the 19th century, Sigmund Freud was the one who introduced the idea of the unconscious mind and said that mental illness might be caused by internal struggles, not just the biology. This was a pretty big deal because it opened the door to understanding how our emotions and thoughts impact our mental well-being. Jump to the 20th century and beyond, and things really started to take off. We began to understand mental health as something influenced by our biology, psychology, and the world around us. Now, we have therapies, medications, and even digital tools like apps and online therapy to help people manage their mental health. Mental health issues are on the rise, especially among young people, and COVID-19 only made things harder. From dealing with the isolation to the anxiety of living through a pandemic, a lot of people struggled and still do. In Albania, more than a half of population has reported experiencing some form of mental health symptoms. This places Albania among the countries with the highest level of mental health issues, ranking 18th out of 38 transition countries in a recent survey. Depression and anxiety are the most common mental health disorders affecting Albanians, particularly women and young people. Across the European Union, approximately 13 of young people under the age 19 suffer from a mental health condition. For teens aged 15 to 19, these numbers jump to 19%, with suicide being the second leading cause of death in this age group. Mental health is something we deal with daily. Whether it's at home, in school, at work, or even in social settings, it's all around us. That's why we need to keep talking about it, breaking the stigma and pushing for better care. And it's not just up to mental health professionals to do this. Youth workers, teachers, social workers, and even us podcasters can play a part. So how can you get started? Start by telling your own story or interviewing people who've experienced mental health challenges. If you're not comfortable sharing personal stuff, you could invite mental health professionals, youth workers, or even activists onto your podcast to give their insights. Discuss topics like mental health history, current therapies, or even future innovations. Remember, mental health isn't something we should shy away from talking about. The more we speak up, the more we break down the barriers that keep people from seeking the help they need. So, Let's keep this conversation going on podcasts, in our communities, and with each other. Thanks for tuning in to DemPod, and until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.